And I'm not gonna keep. I didn't tell you that's what I did Friday. I left you at the cafeteria. I went on the. Boy, I just getting old, man. Now that no, I feel bad. No, seriously, somebody come slap me right now. Slap me for what I'm doing.
Now back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Good boy.
Don't slap me, Steiny. You ever been slapped?
I don't think so.
I was in a relationship one time, so I have. But anyway, go ahead.
I saw something that's pretty amazing. Let me just throw this at you. How many, just, and Evan can do it too. How many years was Andy Reid the coach in Philly, and how many years has he been the coach in Kansas City?
14 years in Philly.
Okay.
And I want to say 7 years for Kansas City, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Evan, how many years do you think he's been in Kansas City?
At least a decade.
12 years. 12 years he's been in Kansas City. I thought it was more like 7, too. Anyway.
Yeah, I was like, okay, pay it off.
You said the Andy Reid model. So I did a little homework here. Andy Reid.
He's giving you love, bud.
That's condescension.
He deserved it.
What do you think Andy Reid's playoff record was with the Eagles?
Okay, so, wow. I'm going to say 24 and 5. I'm just blurting it out. Yeah.
He was 10 and 9. He was 10 and 9.
Slow down back there.
In the playoffs with the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, did it?
With the Eagles.
That's nasty.
Kyle Shanahan's already 8-4 in the postseason with the 49ers.
7 more games, but I hear you. Winning percentage is better than that. I got you.
I mean, Kyle's doing a better job now for the Niners than Andy Reid did in Philly.
Could a pessimist say he's got a better team than Andy had in Philly?
I guess you could, sure. But I'm looking at this. So it's. I got to borrow a line. I got to be careful here. But this is where fans lose me. So I'm sitting in Nahegan's office yesterday. And, you know, he's got papers all over the place. And
it's a clean office now. Don't make it seem like it's.
And
the newsroom.
He had a sheet printed out of people who called in to talk about Kyle Shanahan. Okay? And there's about 20, you know, when the question was, what do you think of when you think of Kyle Shanahan?
Well, Spadoni and Shasky on the rose.
Well, this is a joke. I mean, this is why fans are just fans.
But it's short for fanatic.
Yeah, and it's why they're off base.
Give us some.
Not a finisher. Plays not to lose. Gets you to the end, but fails. Stubborn arrogance. Damn good coach, but an entitled rich kid vibe. Aging football savant. Overrated.
Oh my God.
Three quarters coach. Doesn't know the overtime rules. Choke. Offensive genius, but underachiever. Choke artist. Great coach. There's a great coach. Super Bowl choke. Tortured genius.
Wow. That's it.
I mean, how can you respect fans who that's what they think of when they think of Kyle Shanahan?
Okay.
Like, what are we doing?
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to just take a crack at it. I'm not saying that's right. But remember what I told you, Norm, my pops told me. You can never judge the next person's feelings. So if that's how they feel, that's how they feel. Now, you obviously disagree, but you talked about it last week. We did. Not a lot of fans, but they're out here. The Shaskys, the Bontes, the 49er Frankies have seen all the Super Bowls, so they were a part of that regime and fanhood or fandom that saw the Niners go 5-0 in Super Bowls. So what about now, Steiny, that they're mad at the state of the Niners, the fact that Kyle is the poster child, or he's front and center because he's the head coach, and they feel like he's the reason. They blow past why he's the reason you got there.
Thank you.
But they blame him as the reason they lost. What about that?
That's stupid. That's stupid.
All right.
Like, Kyle Shanahan has proven that with pretty good talent, he's going to win with it.
But I guess now it's win it all. And do you have a problem with that?
I have a problem with people who are so short-sighted and so simple that they don't think a coach is good until he wins a Super Bowl or until he wins an NBA title. And that, to me, is a joke. If you had a head coach draft right now, Shanahan may be the first pick. He may be the first pick by people who say, well, I'm not going to pick Andy Reid because he has Mahomes. I don't judge Kyle Shanahan losing two games to Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Okay, what about losing the NFC Championship to Matthew Stafford?
Great coach.
When you had a 10-point, and I'm not saying he's
great coach.
But, Stoney, we're focused on the two games. What about the games that they could have been to four, two more Super Bowls?
Give me a game they lost when they had the better quarterback. Give me a game the Niners lost when they had a better quarterback than the other team.
But why are you caping up for that's a choice? That's a Kyle Shanahan choice.
No, so he hasn't had the
Jimmy Garoppolo and identified him as the next guy.
You think
guy.
He thought Jimmy Garoppolo was as good as one of the top five quarterbacks in the league?
No, you had a chance to get Tom Brady and you scoffed at it, and you got to dance with who you brought. What I'm saying to you, Steiny, is I can't feel sorry for Kyle and his quarterback when they picked that quarterback. That's all. And then you pick Trey Lance, who ended up being nothing. So if you're going to go down there and say Goohill, he was up against it, I guess what I'm saying, Steiny, is they handpicked Jimmy. And they paid him handsomely before we found out what Jimmy was going to be.
Thank you.
To the Super Bowl.
I'll say it again. And by the way, Lynch made the trade.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'll say it again. Name me a game that Shanahan's lost when he's had a better quarterback than the other team in the playoffs. It hasn't happened. And that's why, to me, when we look at the San Francisco 49ers, that's why Brock Purdy, to me, is the most important player on the team. And the reality of the situation is, as far as I'm concerned, is like Purdy's going to have a good regular season. I think he's going to have a good regular season.
Well, we don't even want to start taking that for granted. But, yeah, I'm with you. I would bet that.
But he's got to be better in the postseason. He's got to be better.
But what about everybody?
He had a quarterback.
What about Debo? Debo did nothing.
Fine.
Kittle did nothing but go to the locker room.
Well, then why are you blaming Shanahan?
I'm not. No, Steiny, it just goes in the file.
Oh, okay. Right.
If your kid keeps getting sent home from school.
Like, quit crying about Shanahan. If you know, I can't stand that. Oh, Shanahan can't win the big one. But he's a genius. He can't be both. Like, live with him or
calling plays and being the leader of men are two different things, but he's choosing to do both, Donnie, so he can be better at one than the other. And you mentioned, I hadn't said it forever, lemon booty. I think in high leverage situations, guys that are as smart as Kyle maybe sometimes get in their own way. I'm not saying that happened last year in Vegas.
No, but you're saying it. No. Like, that's the thing.
2009, I can differentiate. 2019 and last year's Super Bowl, Steiny, besides Kyle doing the overtime thing, that's where I put it, his doorstep. That wasn't 19 coaching decisions and play calling. To me,
I don't think last year was either. It was greatness.
Damn.
Patrick Mahomes is greatness. Brock Purdy last year was not greatness. And neither were any of the 49er players.
We saw Kelsey get behind Fred Warner on that, on the cross route on a big drive to convert a third down.
Dave's in Fresno. What's up, Dave? How you doing, man?
You know, I had a separate thought, but while I was on hold, I was listening to you talk, Stein, and I have a different approach.
Okay.
So you seem to want to defend Kyle, and that's fine, and we lost because of his greatness last year. But correct me if I'm wrong, didn't we have greatness held to 3 points at halftime yesterday? I mean, at the Super Bowl?
You're correct.
What didn't we have greatness held to 3 points? Where was the greatness on our offense? All we had to do was our job. The defense did their job on quote-unquote greatness.
Right.
So don't give me that, bro. Don't give me that. And, you know, and I would hope Kyle has a lot of success. Last time I checked, they do these top 100 players in the NFL. I think we have the most.
Nah.
I think we had like 5 in the top 30. So I would hope he has success winning. So, yeah, is he a good play caller? Sure. But at some point in time, were you this mad when they got rid of Harbaugh?
What do you mean?
Well, I was.
Uh-huh. So he got fired. I don't see all the people defending Harbaugh. Like, people that want Shanahan gone, it's not the same. I don't get that same energy. And they both had similar success. They both went to Super Bowls and NFC Championships. I just think people gravitate towards Kyle because when we hired him, he was a hot commodity at the time. He was a hot candidate. So we are honing in on that. We're holding on to that. And we don't want to be wrong about that, you know. And, oh, do you want to go back to the Tom Sula days? Well, who says we got to go hire Tom Sula? There's a lot of good coaches out there. I feel like DeMeco Ryans does a better job, in my opinion, as being a leader of the team. I know it's a short sample size than Kyle Shanahan. Kyle Shanahan's given a great roster. And, yes, it is Super Bowl or bust. And it's reasonable expectations. You don't need to defend him. He's not perfect. And, you know, like, you could get the Super Bowls and NFC Championships all you want, but at the end of the day, they fired George Seifert. So Kyle is not above criticism. Like, chill out, bro.
I don't say he's is above criticism, but quit blaming him. Like, you people that out there that think that he'll never win a Super Bowl, again, you're the same people that didn't think John Elway would win a Super Bowl, probably. It's like he's only 8 years into his career. It's possible, too, that he can learn from mistakes. But I'll tell you right now, if the 49ers fired him, he'd be the hottest commodity out there. That's all I'm saying. You know, Goo, you were, the other day you were saying, be careful what you wish for. I mean,
no, are we really
going down this road with Kyle Shanahan?
No, no, because we can do two things at once. You can be real and keep it real and react to new information. Kyle is Mitt Steiner. He's a top three coach in the league right now. But to the caller's point, the bottom line is it's not sacrilegious to say or hone in, because it's actually a compliment at the end of the day.
No, it's not.
Will Kyle Shanahan ever kick the door in?
And that's why it's not a compliment. It's not a compliment.
Because
he has gotten there to the NFC Championship 4 out of the last 5 years. Like, people would, it's almost like when you judge a coach, you judge it, you hold it against the guy for playing in the last game of the season. What, and a coach who goes 9-8 and misses the playoffs, we don't even talk about him. Kyle Shanahan has been unbelievable the last 5 years with this team.
Yeah, with an unbelievable roster.
You know what?
So it has me believe
that they don't have a great quarterback. How about if I just said that?
But we're months away from that quarterback that you're deeming not great getting 50 or 40 or 60 million.
Okay, but how many, like, do you really think that you should, like, Kyle Shanahan,
you gotta win, Steiny. That's
okay.
And real quick here.
No, you don't have to win. You don't have to win. You have to try to get there all the time.
Right, but we've all said, and experts have said, the Niners roster has been second to none for buku years.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
So now we got to start asking if somebody else was driving the ship. Would you have beat Kansas City in the Super Bowl where you had Kansas City held to 3 points at halftime?
So you think another coach would have gotten it done?
I'm starting to wonder.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
All right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But at some point, partner, this roster, and he was part of the reason it was built, you got to kick that door in, damn it.
Look, answer me a question.
Yeah.
If quarterback is the most important position in all of sports, how the hell can the 49ers have the best roster in football? That other team's got Mahomes. Period.
But this
that
team
balances
quarterback
everything.
Is their choice, Steiny.
Right.
It's and then when you had the chance to get Brady, you got cold feet.
Okay, so then get on him. Then get on Lynch and Shanahan for not getting Brady.
Because your model is working to get there. But I'm not going to wait till you get there and flex all year long. And all the experts say the Niners got Billy Badass roster, and I'm watching it. And then say, oh, you lost because your quarterback is not named Mahomes.
That's right.
Not cool.
That's
weak.
Your quarterback is not Mahomes. And that's why you lost the Super Bowl.
But you know,
Mahomes won the Super Bowl.
Because you didn't put him out to pasture
and
when
who
you
has?
Had a chance.
Who has put Mahomes out to pasture?
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, one time.
Give me one more.
Right.
Who beat him in the... Come on.
You know, you're the guy, like... This is
Thank
like you holding it against Jerry Sloan and Malone and Stockton because they couldn't beat Jordan,
that's
and you never would do that.
That's totally
you never do
Steiny.
That.
I love that, but that's totally...
How?
You know, Jerry Sloan was a dog. He got... Jordan just... Come on, man.
Okay.
That was Jesus in
Okay,
in
well, then maybe Kyle Shanahan's Jerry Sloan.
I don't... But you're doing... I love you, but you're from Pennsylvania, Steiny. I just
What's
can't
that have to do with anything?
You're giving Kyle the out because of the quarterback. When
That's right.
Billy when somebody says, and Dave, Matt Barrels just joined us, he said they got the best roster. That's not stopping at the quarterback. That's included.
That's
and this
right.
dude's on months away from, maybe a year away from getting buku bucks. So come on, man. We got to focus in on there's nothing wrong with Kyle being great. Is he ever going to get over the mountaintop?
Andy Reid has been coaching for 26 years.
If I said you
Kyle Shanahan has been
name,
coming up, has been coming,
Steiny.
Is cutting.
Can you
his
give me another
years.
Name outside? And I'm just asking you. If I said Steiny, you can't go to Andy Reid. Where else would you go? You would be
Sean
in a straitjacket. He already won one.
What?
He won one already.
Well,
what
are you asking? Well, I don't know what you're asking.
Andy, how many coaches do, I'm saying, Andy Reid did it, okay? All I'm asking you, Steiny, is you can't cape up for Kyle and blame it on the quarterback position.
Yes, I can.
He's been, that people have said for years, even with Jimmy, that the Niners roster overall, that means everything in the collective,
okay. Yeah.
is better than all the other. And last year, their offense in that Super Bowl with Brock Purdy was better than what Mahomes was working with.
Right, so
and you
why,
had him to
why,
3 points at halftime.
So why didn't they? Because that, Mahomes is great. That's
I'm not. I know he's great.
And
Steiny.
And here's the other thing. Like the two, if you take the two Super Bowls, the 49ers
have outplayed Kansas City,
but the quarterback didn't. In either game.
So where's the responsibility? I'm just throwing it to you of the coaching in those big games.
I don't.
Like, I feel like you're like it doesn't even compute to you. Like Kyle's just a you don't even want to judge him.
I have judged him. He's a great coach.
No, in those games
they lost to the better team twice. Is the way I look at it.
Again, 2019, Steiny, you were cashing
Michael
him on the ground.
Jordan.
It's easy to say that,
right?
But
it
when
is.
You watch the game play out, you had more than your ample opportunities to win.
Right, and they didn't. Because Mahomes made the plays.
So Kyle Shanahan and his team, I'm just throwing this to you, not knowing the overtime rules.
Sure.
The more I think about that, if you would have told me that was a question before we saw it, the world, I'd have been like, hell nah. The one team players that are going to know the rules is Kyle the Jedi Knight Shanahan. So that right there is, he's not perfect, but Steiny,
his
perfect?
Team
didn't know the rules.
Okay.
I'm
yes.
not saying that's why they
okay.
lost.
Jump on that.
Okay, well.
Jump on that.
I'm not because I don't feel like that was more seared, that went into them losing the game more so than not being able to block.
I'm just saying, when I watched that Super Bowl back, the second half, I watched the first Super Bowl in 19. To me, Kyle Shanahan wasn't the reason they lost those games. The reason they lost those games was because they ran into a team that was better with a quarterback that was significantly – that their quarterback outplayed our quarterback. You're going to tell me that Jimmy Garoppolo in the first one had nothing to do with them? They had Mahomes and the 49ers had Garoppolo?
Well, Jimmy was almost on his way to MVP early on, and they had a 10-point lead. And then Kyle was the conductor of the play calling on the last drive, which everybody will say, Steiny, was questionable. It was wrong.
I won't say it. But I don't think it's questionable. He called a play. It didn't like every. See, here's what I don't do.
He went away. Here's from
what
the
I don't.
Run.
Here's what I don't do. Okay. I don't. When a coach calls a run and it goes nowhere, I don't say he should have passed. And when a coach passes and it's incomplete, I don't say wrong decision. He should have run. He should have run. It's a decision. It didn't work. Consultant in the creek. What's up, consultant?
Steiny, this conversation is so frustrating.
Why?
I mean, you are 100% right.
Mm.
And I think this is unwinnable because you're using logic, and everyone that says otherwise is obviously using emotion, because there's absolutely no facts that could somehow say that Shanahan isn't one of the, not only a great coach, but one of the greatest coaches the Niners ever had. Look, here's the thing, right? I think it's flawed logic. It's the same kind of people that say, for this only reason, they say Montana's better than Brady, not because they'll point out, hey, I like the way he played or whatnot, but they'll say, oh, because he went undefeated in the Super Bowl. But that same logic means, oh, yeah, by the way, he lost more NFC Championship games than Brady. Brady at least made it to the Super Bowl and then lost, whereas Montana didn't even make it. It's that same kind of logic here that people are talking about Shanahan. The guy is unbelievable. Like you said, he's got taken us to the NFC Championship game 4 out of 5 past years. And by the way, this is not about is he above reproach. Of course. Anybody can be criticized, every single person. But I think the catalyst of the conversation was the first thought that those people that you mentioned called in about was something negative about Shanahan.
Right.
I don't understand how it can be the first, second, or even the 10th thought. It's got to be like 15 because you got to nitpick a single play in a, 21-game season when they're going to the Super Bowl to say, oh, I didn't like him do that one thing. So sure, criticize that number 15th on your list. But anybody that's coming on this on these airways and talking about Shanahan as in, oh my gosh, the first thought in his mind, he's not good because he hasn't won quote unquote big game in 6 years, is ridiculous. And one last thing, Steiny, look, the NFL is king in sports talk radio. The 49ers are definitely one of the kings of the NFL, and it's because of Shanahan. Because we've seen what happens without Shanahan and Lynch, right?
We see
that we're out of the playoffs in like October. And no one is talking about NFL in San Francisco come January. But thanks to Shanahan, thanks to Lynch, the team they've assembled, and the job they've done, we're talking about the 49ers well into March because we're just so excited about them. And last thing, to Groomer's point about being a player's coach, a leader of men, we just heard Trent Williams say yesterday that throughout his entire process, probably what's considered the second-best player in the NFL, is saying he considers Shanahan a close friend, and they're able to keep business and personal aside. Shanahan knows how to lead men. You don't get to the NFC Championship game 4 out of 5 years.
All right, thanks, consultant. Yeah, the only thing is, when I was reading down, and that would be my point. Of course you can criticize Shanahan, but these are the first things you're saying about him? Like, I agree. These phrases should be like the 10th thing we're saying about Kyle Shanahan. That's all I'm saying. All right, 888-957-9570. I see a lot of people on hold. We're gonna jump into that conversation. What's coming up next on The Game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
I just busted in his office this morning. The door was closed. It was all bad.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's the greatest. Wow, Steiny.
I did it for effect.
Dude, I just sometimes, 7 years married to you, radio married. We're saying the same thing.
Hey, basically. By the way, real quick, you know what popped up on my Facebook feed?
You and me.
No. What? 12 years ago today.
What happened?
12 years ago today, I had my first show with Chris Townsend. Yes, sir.
You won't
and
believe
we
this.
We worked together for 9 months.
I listened every day at my job, man.
Actually, we didn't go for 9 months. We were together for about a week.
Yeah, it was less than
and then
that.
He got put on.
Then you and O'Connell came in.
Oof. That was a tough listen.
God! Dude, why, I hate that you say that. Quit being down on yourself.
No, it's not being down on myself.
It was good radio.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
I'm telling you what's good radio or not. I think I know.
I think I know.
You're down on yourself.
No,
people
I'm
tune
honest.
In because of who you are.
I'm honest
it's not
with
always,
myself.
Hey, let me tell you, the 8 times 8 is 100.
Dude, people tune in because there's only one Steiny, and your personality.
Right.
You put yourself out there.
Okay.
You're great.
Sure.
You are the. I tell everybody, I work with the real Larry David. You know,
that's I who can you, be better.
You got like, fired,
what,
but it's
what is
deserving.
Wrong? What is wrong? With assessing yourself and saying, you know what? I wasn't that good back then.
I do it all the time.
Okay, I just did it. What's wrong?
You were better than you thought is what I'm saying. You got a contingency of people that are Steiny fans. Tap into it.
And I don't know.
And I was thinking of a new
one
because I miss you on Twitter. How about at Steinman Sports?
What about it?
Because Evan got a new hashtag on IG, at Zach Giddings Sports. I think I got it. You should.
Who's Zach Giddings?
Long lost cousin.
Listen, at Steinmetz Sports on Twitter.
Okay. Let's go out to the phone lines because we got some people that want to get in here. Eli is in San Jose. He's been waiting the longest. Hey, what's up, Eli?
What's up?
Hey.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's cracking, man? Big fan. I've been listening to you guys since you guys started, man.
Like, there he is.
Plus 10 years.
Thank
but
you.
I'm a Raider fan. You know what I mean? I forcefully have to listen to you guys. No, I'm just playing. But so basically what I'm trying to kind of point out is the fact that you guys got Purdy and where he's at and what he has done for you guys is bonkers. You know what I mean? It's good what you guys got for that type of pick, right? Your guys' coach getting you to the Super Bowl, in my opinion, is, you know, what he's supposed to do. What's very lackluster is your guys' defense. Through the whole season, I'm a Raider fan, and it hurts me to even say it, but I'm like, oh, yeah, then these guys are, for sure, they punched the ticket, they're going to win the Super Bowl, 100%. This defense is crazy. The defense, especially during the playoffs, was like, I'm like, who is this team?
Yeah.
I was like, what is this? Like, I was like, I'm like, you guys are secondary, you guys are defensive line. I'm like, Bosa and all these big names and all these people who you guys are paying this offseason. In my opinion, you guys are digging yourselves into a hole for the future. But, I mean, if it's to win a Super Bowl, your defense is the one that's responsible for your shortcomings. I mean, yeah, I mean, the Raiders, I mean, I'm just saying it on my perspective. The Raiders beat the Chiefs. That's a miracle, right? Like, you know, but it's possible. The defense is the one that beats the better teams, in my opinion. I just want to kind of know if, you know, that's kind of along the lines of what you guys think as well.
Well, I'll say this to that, Steiny. I thought the offense was stagnant throughout the playoffs, not the defense, even though they got taken behind the shed in two games, but got their act together. And you're going to laugh. I thought they were pretty much dominant to hold the Kansas City Chiefs team in the Super Bowl to 3 points at halftime. I just feel like offensively, had they shown up, the Niners offense and Kyle, maybe they win that game with no overtime. That's all. That's all, man. That's the only point I'm trying to hammer home is I get Mahomes is great. I love him. I wouldn't take anybody over him. But don't tell me what I saw was a lie. And for two quarters, 30 minutes of great football in Vegas, we were out there. They were holding Patrick Mahomes and that offense to 3 points.
Okay. Then why weren't they scoring more?
And that's the million-dollar question.
Well, I don't think it's the million-dollar question. And I would look at it as though, yeah, the 49ers did a great job. How many points did they have at halftime?
10.
The Chiefs?
3.
3 points at
three.
Half.
3.
Okay,
think
so that means they
that.
Scored 22 in the second half.
Yeah. Niners scored nothing in the third and got an interception to start the half. Did nothing with it.
Let's go to Brian in Seattle.
Seattle.
What's up, Brian? How you doing, man?
Hey, County. Good. Sorry. I wanted to say that you mentioned County.
Yeah, I did.
I appreciate that because, like, my favorite show not after you guys, was Tony and Zachariah, the old late night show.
Yeah.
But my comments on Kyle Shanahan, and Guru, I'm sorry. I have to disagree with you. I love you so much, but football is about entertainment, man. Like, and what matters in a TV show is like consistent excitement. Like if The Sopranos was just judged on how it ended, people wouldn't like it. It was a consistent entertainment. So,
that's great. Yeah.
Like, while winning the Super Bowl is important, like Shanahan consistently delivers a thrilling, I mean, successful team year after year. That's what I'm here for, man. And maybe I'm a minority. I'd rather have 20 years of the best show and like maybe it didn't end the right way, as opposed to all I can expect from my coach is to get us there. Get us there year after year and make me entertained all year round. Because, like, yeah, the lows are awful, but I just think about like how the entire season, I'm like having fun. I'm going to bars, I'm meeting people. Like, that's what I care about. I want to have a good team. And that's what matters most to me.
No doubt. And I appreciate the Sopranos reference, but I'll throw this to you and Steiny. The way you guys are talking, you make it feel like a Super Bowl victory or being a Super Bowl winning coach is nothing. We all understand, hello, Kyle's great at his job, but there's nothing more prestigious than when you win a Super Bowl and cap off a team or an era that you built. And that's all I want for Kyle, but all you guys keep calling me and telling me, hey, this is cool, it's fun. You got to step back and reflect. Without a Super Bowl victory, that keeps you from propelling up, I mean, monster steps in flight, Steiny, of being one of the greats to ever do it. That's all.
Don Nelson's one of the greatest coaches of all time.
But
he never won a title.
Be invited to the dinner with Phil and Pop.
Right.
And,
but you're just talking about championships, and that's what I mean. Like, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
First of all, Tim, I don't think you can ever make an assumption that you're ready for a Super Bowl. You got to earn that every year.
Okay. I totally agree with that. For 4 out of the last 5 years, Kyle Shanahan has coached a 49er team that has been Super Bowl caliber. You don't come into a season and just claim that. You have to be 0-0. You have to go through a whole season, and then you have to win some playoff games and be there. Like, and you think I'm kidding, but like, I don't know right now if this is a Super Bowl team.
But
they probably are.
Yeah, that's
they
exciting.
Probably are. But the journey to go from 0-0 to the Super Bowl, to me, he gets no credit for. It feels like. And I just don't understand that.
Well, wow. When we look back and say, and the Baldingers of the world and everybody else out there, Steiny, all the guys that follow this great sport, when you can step back from afar and say, you know what? That Golden State Warrior team with Steph and Durant, it's pretty damn, you know what? You're not going out on a limb to assume they're going to go deep in the playoffs. You're almost looking at this Niner roster that way. So when you keep getting close, not just the Super Bowls, partner, the NFC Championship games, because those losses take a lot out of you, it's almost, that's a given. And I understand, proceed with caution. It could change with one injury. But what you can't change is history. And the last 4 years, the Niners have either lost in the Super Bowl or the game before the Super Bowl. So, Steiny, you're really not going out on a limb when you say, hey, I'm really nervous about this season from a Niner fan perspective, because you know you got a damn good roster and most likely you're going to be playing in that final four game to see who goes to the Super Bowl.
And there it is. Like, honest to God, I think that's what it is. Like, you just said it. They should be in the final four. Okay, so let's say they get there. He gets no credit for that. Mm. None, because you believe they should be there. And so, okay, well, now it's a four-team tournament. Bob's in San Francisco. What's up, Bob? How you doing?
Hey, I love you guys.
Hey, thanks.
I'm agreeing with Guru. I'm going to leave with Guru. He eloquently pointed out how important it is to win a Super Bowl for a NFL coach to be have his legacy continue. I really agree with that because when people remember the Monsters of the Midway and Mike Ditka, if he had to win that Super Bowl, right? No way. And that's considered one of the greatest defenses of all. But that other caller kind of pulled stole my thunder. Every quarterback in the last couple of Super Bowls had the lead. The defense gave up the lead. So let's just be real about it. Mm. All right? The defense wins championships. How many times have we heard that cliche? And it's still true. So if the defense falters, is it really the offense's fault? Maybe they could have scored more for sure. Yeah, I believe this last Super Bowl, the offense definitely didn't do what they should have done. But the defense wins championships, and that's what made those other Niner teams so great. Anyway, thanks, guys.
I appreciate the appreciate call and love. I'll say this to you, Stani.
Yes.
If I'm a Niner fan listening to you right now, and let's just say you're right about this, what you put out there. If you're really telling me the Super Bowl, the difference between winning it is the name on the back of the jersey, well, I got news for you. Brock Purdy's your guy. He's going nowhere.
Right.
And Mahomes, the Burrows, like, if that's what it's about, which I don't believe it, Stani, then the Niner fans are going to be waiting for a while.
No, not necessarily. But you guys don't look at it realistically and look at it this way. Brock Purdy last year, became the 49ers' starting quarterback. How old is he? 23?
Yeah, he was amazing.
23 years old, okay? He quarterbacked 7 games the year before. 7 games.
It was incredible.
So now we start last season, and Brock Purdy, this is what I would say. You really think Brock Purdy? You're blaming Kyle Shanahan, who took a quarterback like Brock Purdy and got him all the way to the Super Bowl, doesn't deserve credit, or we're gonna harp on the two losses when maybe Brock Purdy was too young to win the Super Bowl. Maybe he's too inexperienced last year to win a Super Bowl. It had nothing to do with Kyle. It had to do with how the hell's a guy who played 20 games at the pro level going to beat Patrick Mahomes?
Well, they were 3rd and 4 away from converting that, that would have happened.
But,
so it's not impossible.
Of course it's not impossible, but maybe he wasn't ready last year.
All right, what about Jimmy? Who was
Jimmy stunk. Come on, Goo.
I'm not here to tell you Jimmy is Vince Lombardi, my Johnny Unitas. Stani, when you sat down to watch that Super Bowl that year, you thought you were about to watch Ali Frazier from everything. It goes through the computer. The Niners were at a disadvantage at the quarterback position,
okay,
but the Niners were a monster. Nobody watched that game thinking, oh, Kansas City's just going to roll because of Jimmy. I watched that game thinking the Niners got a damn good chance to win the Super Bowl.
Well, of course.
And they almost pulled it off.
Okay.
But at the end, when you want to double back and say Jimmy wasn't going to win that, it's easy to say that
now. I'm not saying.
But in real time, it was, dude, that was Excitement City.
Of course it was. But now when you look back at it, it's like, what was the game? I think it was the Brady game. When Brady, who had the Buccaneers play in the Super Bowl?
The Chiefs. Yeah.
Right?
And it was
then. How many years did Mahomes win a Super Bowl by that point?
He had one.
Okay. So it was like, what happened after the Bucs won that Super Bowl? People said, man, what were we thinking? What were we thinking not believing Brady was going to win this one?
I still believe that way. Like, that'll never die for me.
Exactly. And that's the way I look at Mahomes versus Garoppolo and Mahomes versus Purdy. That's just the way I look at it.
But when
those teams had Michael Jordan on it.
But then, Stani, I guess I'm having problem doing that, bud, because you feel like you make the Super Bowl feel like it was just a quarterback competition. There was more to it. It was coaching. It was special teams. We saw a fumble. And so, you know what I mean? It's not just who has the best quarterback.
Okay. Right.
We got to watch the game.
How about this? But here's the bottom line. People don't want to hear it. Brock Purdy's relatively inexperienced. He's just inexperienced.
He got you to overtime. If I can give him people credit. You're talking about non-credit.
Great.
He got him to to overtime.
And then what happened? He only got 3 points.
And it wasn't all his fault.
I'm not saying it was. But maybe if he was better, they would have won the game. Like, it's got nothing to do with Brock Purdy's talent level. It has to do with the fact that the guy is young. He's young. Has a rookie quarterback ever won the Super Bowl? Has there ever been a rookie? Was it Roethlisberger? Was he a rookie when he won it?
He got there.
No? I'm just saying, like, that's why when Steve Young said last year was their best opportunity. I don't think it was.
See,
I think this year's just as Brock Purdy should be better. He should be better.
But it's not about that. What I took from Steve Stani is his health. It's good luck, and I think we're overlooking the good luck that Kyle and the Niners have had since 2019.
Well, then you should be more thankful.
Outside of 1 year, and that's why you think I need to go to Napa State Hospital, because I'm worried about a calf barking from a guy that's 28 years old, a running back that carries a heavy load like that is, and hadn't got tackled, and his calf is barking. That's what I'm talking about, Scotty. At some point,
I don't believe. Fans are like you. I don't believe 49ers.
So you think
fans.
I'm the only one looking at the Niner team?
I listened to Bonte and Chasky today, and they're saying stuff like, we got our full squad. Let's go, baby. We're going right back to the Super Bowl. We're going to have a great year. This is the year. You thinking about McCaffrey's leg barking is no different than Cleveland worried about Nick Chubb's health. Like, of course injuries can crop up. But I don't necessarily believe that people go into a season listing all the things that can go wrong.
Yeah.
BJ in Pleasant Hill. What's up, BJ? How you doing, man?
How's it going, gentlemen?
Hey.
Long time listener, first time caller. Guru, I'm sorry, man. I'm going to have to disagree with you on this one.
That's okay.
Lifelong Niner fan, been through the good, bad, and the ugly, and I think these are some of the most exciting years that I've been part of. Look, Shanahan, while he has his blemishes, he does get us to the big dance every year. When you look back, you mentioned Andy Reid, you mentioned Sean McVay. How did Andy Reid do with Donovan McNabb? Pretty damn good quarterback, didn't make it to the Super Bowl, didn't win the Super Bowl. How did Sean McVay do with Jared Goff? Pretty decent quarterback, number one overall pick. It took Matthew Stafford to get him over the line. And so my thought is, I agree with you, Steiny. I think that we underestimate that was Brock. Last year was Brock Purdy's second year, first full year as a starter. This is his first full healthy offseason. You have to believe he's going to improve. I believe he's going to improve. But to think that Shanahan is in the hot seat, if they didn't make it to the Super Bowl this year and he were to get fired, dude, I'd probably sell my season tickets.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's ludicrous. This is the most exciting, fun team, both on offense and on defense, that we've had in generations. So
I agree with you. Yeah, nobody's on the hot seat, but Steiny, I'll say the hot seat of greatness. As good as Kyle Shanahan is, if he had a Super Bowl ring punched in, we're talking about him being the next Bill Walsh. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
We're looking at the Chiefs now with three, as young as Mahomes is, they might catch New England. Like, and they, you know, hey, they might, but it's exciting to look at it from that spectrum. I just want Kyle to finish what he's already shown us, how close his team can get.
Maybe his team can finish. Maybe his team can finish. Right. Okay, this is the difference
and
between you and me.
And to that caller's point real quick, Donovan McNabb and Andy Reid went to a Super Bowl, lost to the Patriots.
One Super Bowl they went to.
Yeah.
Who's a better coach, McVay or Shanahan?
I'm going to say McVay because he beat Kyle and he has a Super Bowl victory and he's gotten to two.
Right, and I would say Shanahan. Because I guarantee you, if you look, like, see, this is the thing. Okay, the Rams beat him in the playoffs. But the 49ers beat him 6 straight times, I think, in the regular season.
But that means nothing.
Okay, that's the point.
Okay,
that's the point.
Would That's you take my point. That, or would you take the one win was to punch the ticket to the Super Bowl?
I asked who the better coach was. Better coach. I think Shanahan is a better coach than McVay, even though McVay beat him one game in the NFC Championship.
And then went on to win a Super Bowl.
Great.
And beat Joe Burrow.
Great. Who's been more consistently a good coach? Who's had more?
Well, what if I'm not caping for McVay, but if we're going to do that, what if McVay had Kyle's roster since 19? How many Super Bowls would he have?
Probably zero.
He took Jared Goff to zero. The Super Bowl and then identified Matthew Stafford as somebody that could get him over the top. They facilitate that trade and then win a Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and all I'm saying is if Kyle Shanahan's record against McVay is 10-2, but he's got a Super Bowl, well, then okay. That's the way you judge the coach. So, in other words, just judge coaches by how many Super Bowls they've won.
No, Stoney, they both
that's
been
what we're
to
doing.
Two, and McVay's won one.
Right.
And then when he got there, he beat Kyle. Coming back from a 10-point deficit at home.
Right, and that's what I mean. I just told you that, how many did they win in a row against the Rams? Was it 6 or 8? Like, they didn't lose to him.
Right.
But that's the thing. He gets no credit for that. Because everyone just expects that the Niners will be great and just expect that they get there.
Well, what if I were to say it's easier to coach in a regular season game than a playoff game?
Okay.
And I'm not caping for McVay to say he wasn't trying to win those 6 games, but darn it, Steiny, I would trade that in a millisecond.
So McVay would have a Super Bowl with the Niners?
I believe so. I believe he's that creative offensive.
I don't at all.
Mm.
I don't at all.
So what's he leave to be desired for you, McVay? Because I think he's just as creative offensively. We've seen that as Kyle. Like, I think
Kyle's
they're rivals.
Him. Kyle has beaten him more.
But what's his record in the NFC Championship
game? It's 0-1.
That's the thing. He's 0-1.
And that's the point. That's my point. McVay is better than Shanahan in your mind because he beat him one NFC title game. Like, that's the thing. If Super Bowls are the judge, like, I'm never going to, and I'm not saying I'm going to win it anyway, but Shanahan's going to lose every argument if it comes down to Super Bowls. I'm talking about 3 straight years at 12-5 with Purdy and Garoppolo at quarterback. The guy's a good coach.
But he's created his own standard, Kyle, and I'm just judging him to that. And I feel like you think I'm blowing or people are blowing past giving him credit.
You are. I think you are. I think what he's done the last 5 years has especially been pretty impressive. I get he hasn't won a Super Bowl, but not everybody gets to win a Super Bowl. First things first, get knock on the door every year.
Yeah.
And like the one thing why would you, after this is his eighth year as a head coach, I mean,
and he's a great coach, man.
Right. Did Andy Reid have a title after 8 years?
No.
Okay. And we went through this whole thing with Andy Reid.
And it cost him his tenure in Philly, though.
That's fine, but he won 3 Super Bowls. He was a great coach.
Somewhere else.
Doesn't mean he wasn't a great coach. And that has nothing to do with anything. If the 49ers want to fire Shanahan, they can fire Shanahan. You know what? He may win somewhere else. But I seem to hear people saying he can't win here.
Mm.
He can't win the big one here.
I'm not saying that.
888-957-9570 is the number. Tell you what, that segment was brought to you by Safeway.